Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Ayin Chet. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Isaac Shchebar in honor of the rabbi, the Skelim Zvot Isaac. Today's daf has been dedicated to Ilu Nishmat, Hakam Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichim Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf Ayin Chet right on the top line. Actually, we'll start from the last line on Ayin Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Abba Bar Avu Ziz Ayotze Min Hakotel Dalid Al Dalid V'Hiniyach Alav Sulam Kol Shehu Mi'ato." So the Gemara is discussing a case over here where you have a Hatzer and you have a wall, right, between two Hatzerot, and there is a Ziz that is protruding out of the wall. Ziz is like a board. If you look at your picture books, at 259, like a ledge, exactly, that's coming out from the middle of the wall towards the top of it, and you're placing a ladder against the Ziz. Now, the Ziz is four tefachim, according to Rashi, four tefachim long, and it's also four tefachim wide. The Mefarshim discuss why Rashi over here decides that you need four tefachim wide. Till now, Rashi always said you just need four tefachim long. In any event, what this does is, we have a ladder. So the ladder, the rungs are less than three tefachim each from each other, and therefore, using the principle of Lavud, the four tefachim long Ziz is considered as if it is on the ground, and therefore it mima'et, it diminishes from the height of the wall. The wall is ten tefachim, and therefore, in order to allow that side of the chatzer usage on the wall, by having this setup, a Ziz of four tefachim with a ladder directly on it. Therefore, the rungs being less than three tefachim each, using Lavud, we consider the Ziz as if it's on the ground. Remember that Shi's Shita was that having a mi'ut in the air is not considered a mi'ut, which means having an airspace or placing a Ziz, let's say, alone would not give you the mi'ut. It's got to be on the ground. So the only way to get it on the ground is by using the principle of Lavud. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us, if the ladder, as you see in the picture, is to the side of the Ziz, then it's worthless, because it doesn't extend the length, right? It's just going to extend the width of the Ziz. That's not enough. You need it to go down. So the ladder must be on the Ziz itself. So let's read that again. Ziz ayotze min hakotel, dalad al dalad, v'niyach alav sulam kol shehu, mi'ato. Which means even if the ladder is not four tefachim wide, doesn't matter. So long as the Ziz is four tefachim, and the ladder is even smaller, so it says kol shehu, still we consider it as if it diminishes the wall. Again, what are we discussing? If it diminishes the wall, then it's considered usable to that side of the chatzer, and therefore they can go bring stuff from the chatzer onto the wall and vice versa. Velo amaran ela de'ot be'aleh. This is only talking about where you put the ladder on the Ziz. The utve ale, you placed it on it. Aval utve bahadeh, but if you placed it next to it, arvuheh, arvuheh. All you did is expand the width of it, which is not enough. You have to actually put it on it itself. That is the first din of the Gemara. Now we go to the second law. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Abba Bar Avu Kotel Tisha'asar. Okay, you have a wall that is 19 tefachim high. You'll see that in picture number 260. The wall is 19 tefachim high, and you want to adjust it in order to make it usable for one of the sides of the chatzer. Sarich ziz echad lehatiro. So all you need is one ziz. You place it in the center over there, where underneath it you'll have less than 10 tefachim, and above it you'll have less than 10 tefachim. and you put the latter against his ease, and therefore that'll be considered a sufficient diminishing of the wall. Okay? Again, logic being whenever you have these items, the wall becomes accessible now to you. And the guy can climb the ladder, get on the Z's, and get to the top of the wall. And the wall has been now become accessible for the members of the Hatzer. Kotel Esrim. But if you have a wall that is 20, that is picture number 261, Sarich Shne Zizim Le'atiro. Right, so then you need two zizim, as you see in the picture over here. What basically they did is they put two z's, both where there's no wall of 10, meaning where the first z's is, from the first z's to the bottom is less than 10, and then from the first z's to the second z's is less than 10, and then from the top z's to the top of the wall is less than 10. Now, what they did is they have to put ladders, right, on the z's, in order to, you know, make them accessible and to bring them down. So therefore, you put a ladder under the first one. But the Hadush of the Gemara is that you have to place, you cannot put the Zizim directly on top of each other, because you're not going to be able to then use the second ladder. The second ladder is going to be straight. You can't climb a ladder like that. So therefore, you have to put the second Ziz to the side of it, and you put a ladder in order to access the top of the wall. So the Gemara says again, Kotel Esrim, Tzarich Shne Zizim Natiru Amar Rav Chisda, Vehu She'imidam Ze Shelo Keneged Ze. Right, so long as you do not place them directly under each other. Again, if you place them directly under each other, that second ladder, you can't stick it in there. You can't climb it. So therefore, this is the way you would adjust a wall that was 20 high. Again, what are we adjusting it for? In order to let the members of the Hatzer use it. Again, this is between two Hatzerot. If you don't adjust it, then it's asuf for everybody, because it's a common area. But if you have this access over here, so therefore it becomes permissible for that side. Damza Gemaran continues. Amar Avuna, new case. Amud Birshut Rabbim. Now we move to picture number 262. You have a amud, we call it a post or a beam. In the Reshut HaRabim, the public domain, Gavoa Asara V'Rahav Arba'a, 10 high, 4 wide. If you remember from Masechet Shabbat, that constitutes a Reshut HaYahid. That's the measurements of a Reshut HaYahid, even if it's in the Reshut HaRabim. But if you have that post that's 10 high, 4 wide, it is a Reshut HaYahid, meaning if you would throw from the Reshut HaRabim and land on it, Yahayav. Now, what did you do? V'na'atzbo yated kol shehu. You took a yated, you took a peg on top of the area that's 4x4, and you stuck it in it. Now, what does that peg do? It diminishes from the 4x4 area on top. So therefore, the Gemara says, mi'ato. So now it's no longer a reshut yahid. And the reshut yahid has to be 4x4 in its width, right? In the area on top of the beam of 10, it's got to be 4x4. But once you put a beam in that area, or you put a peg, I should say, in that area, what does it do? It takes away from the area. So therefore, it is no longer an issue. Hayahid. Correct? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avada Barahava, Ubegavoa Shelosha. What type of peg diminishes? So he says it has to be at least 3 tefachim. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, so therefore it's not hashuv. And therefore it's like batel to the amud, and therefore it still retains its status of reshut yachid. So that's the first opinion. The Vadavar Ava says the only type of yated that is mima'et is a yated that is at least 3 tefachim high. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Abayev Rava da Amri Tarvayu, Afalpi She'en Gavoa Shelosha. And they know, even if the peg is not 3 high, it still diminishes from the Reshut Yahid. Why? Maita'ama, Lo Mishtame, Maita'ama, Lo. What's the reason? What's the reason why it diminishes? So it says, Lo Mishtameshle. Because you're not going to use it anymore. Once you have a peg, in the coming out of that area over there, that area now is not usable anymore. You have a protrusion coming out, so you've taken away the use. You can't put anything down on the area, and you can't rest anything on there anymore. So therefore, what did you do technically? You ruined the area. So even one peg, even if it is less than three, technically took away the usage of the reshut hayachid. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Shegavoa Shelosha. So Rav Ashi comes along and says, even if it is more than three, it is going to mimait. Maitama efshar de tale be midi, because you can hang things from it, which means you didn't lose the usage. The area that's around it, of course, you can put things on it. The peg itself, you can still hang things from. So therefore, he holds even if it's three or more, it's still considered a reshut yachid. So basically, let's review these opinions over here. You have the amud; it's 10 high, 4x4. First opinion wants to say that's Rav Adab Rahava. If it's three, it's mimayit. Second opinion, even if it's less than three, it is afa pisha en gavar shalosha, it's mimayit. Why? Because you don't have usage. Third opinion, even if it's three or more, it is mimayit, because it's not mimayit, I'm sorry, not mimayit over three, because you can use the peg itself. What if you fill the whole area with yetidot? That's picture number 262. The whole top of the amud, you put pegs there. So Amarle, so he tells him, Lo shami alach had Amar Rabbi Yohanan. What kind of question is that? Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yohanan taught us in Masechet Shabbat? Bor v'chulyata mitztaref la'asara. If you remember, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah told us you have a bor. The bor, let's say, is 10 tefachim deep, but it's not 4 tefachim wide. But you have on the side of the bor a chulya. Chulya is its dirt, as you see in picture number 263. The dirt that you displace from the bor, you make a rim on the side of it. So the rim of the bor now expands the width of the bor. So now technically you have a bor that's 10 deep, and it is 4 wide, which would make it a reshut yachid. So the Mishnah learned over there that the chulya, that's the dirt on the side, does have the ability to expand it. Oh, now let's analyze. When you're expanding this bor over here, that means the opening of the bor has a din of a reshut yachid. So the rabbis asked the obvious question, where are you putting something on this opening, this hole? Which is, you don't have 4 tefachim of reshut yachid, you have airspace. Which is, you might have a tefach of chulya on one side, a tefach of chulya on the other side, and then what do you have in the middle? A hole. It's airspace. So how could that be considered a reshut yachid where there's nothing there? You can't put anything in there. It just falls to the bottom. But the Gemara says even the top of the board is considered a reshut yachid. So you know what the Gemara answers over there? Kabbalah says, you know what we're talking about? Because now you can place a board over it. And once you place a board over it, it can become a reshut hayachid. So say the same thing by the amud. By the case of the amud that's 10 high and 4 with all the pegs on it, you can place a board on top of it, and now you can use that area as a reshut hayachid. So just like by board v'chulyata, obviously we're talking about where you're going to use a bor, and therefore it's considered a reshut yachid, so to buy the amud. So because the Gemara says, bor v'chulyata mistaref la'asara, v'amai. So the Gemara over there says, what do you mean? How can it be mistaref? Now again, when we say mistaref la'asara, I want you to point out, the Gemara there says mistaref la'asara. I mean, let's say the bor was 9. Okay? By adding this chulya, you add a couple of tefachim to the bor, so now the bor becomes 10. But the Gemara says, just like it's mistaref la'asara, it's also mistaref la'arba'ah. It's mistaref both ways, for the height and for the width. Okay? So Gemara says, Amai, halo mishtameshle. No, you're not able to use it, because bottom line is a hole of the board. Elamai itach lememar. So what are you going to say? Demanach mide, because you're going to put something over it, umishtamesh, and you're going to use it. Hachanameh, demanach mide, umishtamesh. So to where by the amud, you're going to put something over the pegs, and you will use it. So therefore, indeed, it still retains its status of a reshut hayachid. Now we go to the next case. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kotel Asara. Okay, we're moving on to picture number 264. You have a wall that is 10 tefachim high. Again, it's in between two hatzerot. So now the Gemara says like this. Tzarich sulam arba'a asar la'atiro. So you need a ladder of 14 tefachim in order to matir it. Now, we're discussing over here, when you place a ladder against a wall, you have to place it obviously on a certain type of incline, on an angle. So Rashi is learning where you're putting it on an angle that you're putting it 4 tefachim away from the wall. Now, if you put it 4 tefachim away from the wall, now you have a ladder, you move it 4 tefachim away from the wall, then you drop it, then you angle it. So Rashi says, if the wall is 10, and you move it 4 tefachim away, and then you angle it, so the ladder has to be 14 tefachim. Now, Tosafot takes Rashi to task, because that's not really the way it works. When you mathematically, when you drop the ladder, you obviously getting some tefachim on the slant, on the angle. So Tosfot understands that we're talking about where, let's say, you are angling it at a 45 degree angle, which means, let's say you have the ladder that's 14, which the Gemara says has to be 14. And you're angling it 45 degrees, you're moving it 10 tefachim away from the wall. Now if you move it 10 tefachim away from the wall, so to reach the top of the wall, the ladder would have to be 14. How do we figure out that calculation? Because we know the rule that we learned, that the diagonal of a right angle is 1.4, 1 2/5 bigger than the than the square, than the line, than the base, correct? Mm-hmm. That's the law of Pythagorean theorem. So therefore, if you have a wall of 10, that's one line, and you move it away 10, so there's your right angle right there. So therefore, all you need is 14 on the ladder when you angle it. Now you formed a right triangle, and that'll reach you the top of the wall. So therefore, Tosfos learning, if you have a wall that is 10, and you angle it at a 45 degree angle, it'll reach the top of the wall if it is 14. Meaning this shita holds, the ladder has to reach the top of the wall. Because nobody argues on that. That she holds has got to reach the top, Tosfos holds the top. It's just that Rashi is learning that you calculate the 14 because you're putting it 4 to 5 away, so you need 4 plus 10, and Rashi said Tosfos doesn't understand exactly how that works. On the contrary, according to Rashi, the ladder will be above the wall because it will be much higher than the wall. But Tosfos says that based on his way of understanding Gemara, it makes perfect sense. Well, next shita, Rabbi Yosef Amar Afilu Shelosha Asar Umashihu. Rabbi Yosef says no. You don't have to reach the top of the wall. Again, we're discussing, give me the discussion here. We need a ladder bichlal, because we want you to have access to the wall, to use the wall. So therefore, when you put the ladder over there, it gives you rights to use it. Which is otherwise, now that area is not usable for both sides of the chaser. But once you have a ladder there, so that becomes permissible to use. So comes the next shita, which is Rabbi Yosef. He says, no, the ladder's got to be 13 and a mashu. The way that she understands this is you don't have to reach the top of the wall. All you have to reach is a tefah from the top of the wall. Hey, the Lord's got to get to the top. So therefore, technically, same calculation according to Rashi. You're 4 tefachim away. Instead of a ladder of 14, it's a ladder of 13. So it'll take you, according to Rashi, a tefah before the top of the wall. Again, Tosfot says that doesn't work out. So Tosfot understands like this. You got to get to 9 tefachim according to this opinion. The ladder's got to reach 9. Okay? So go to the same calculation. Make a line of 9. Go 9 away. So what is the diagonal of 9 by 9? So it'll actually be 12.6. So technically, really, the shiut of this opinion should have said 12.6, because that is the diagonal of a triangle, of a line, 9 times 9. Yes, that's 12.6. Why say 13 and change? So Tosfot says it's lav davka when he said 13 and change. He's just trying to show you it's a tefach difference. The first opinion said 14. No. He's saying 13. It's inaccurate in the sense that the ladder does not have to be 13 and change. It could be even 12.6 to get to that. But it's just showing you it's a tefach less. But don't think that it's one for one ratio. Which means don't think when you take away a tefach from the ladder, you're taking away a tefach from the height of the wall. It does not work that way. Tosfot proves that from the fact that, let's say, it's ten tefachim away according to Tosfot, because you're putting on a 45-degree angle, right? So if it's 14, the ladder, we said it reaches the top, okay? Now, if it's 10, what's going to happen to the ladder? Imagine the ladder is 10. What's going to happen to the ladder if it's ten tefachim away? It's going to fall flat on the floor. So you see, obviously it's not going one tefach for a tefach. Of course not. It doesn't work like that when you have a diet. That's why Tosfot proves it. He says, because if it was 14, right? Or 13, it doesn't reach 9. 12, it's not going to reach, 8. I don't know about it. When it's 10 tefachim high, the ladder, 10 tefachim away, and you drop it, it falls flat. So Eli, you have to say that when the Gemara just said 13, it just meant one tefach less, which would really mean the ladder is 12.6. Abaye Amar, Afilu Ahad Asar Umashu. Okay, he says even if it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, which means he lowers it yet another few tefachim. As long as you're within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall, it's okay. So how would that calculation be? So therefore, technically you have 7, right? 7 by 7, and then you're dropping the ladder. So that would take you technically to, let's figure it out, 7 by 7, it's 49 and 49, so about 9.8. That would give you the diagonal of that shoe. Okay. So basically the opinions are, again, either you have to reach the top of the wall with the ladder, or a tefach of the wall, or 3 tefachim of the wall. Now you see your picture, you see those opinions. You know, and that's number 264. The rightmost ladder reaches the top, that's 14, Umashu. The second ladder is the second opinion, that's one tefach to the top of the wall. And then the third opinion is taking you within 3 tefachim to the top of the wall. Now we get to the fourth opinion. Ravuna ben Rav Yehoshua Amar, Afilu Shiva Umashu. Okay, that's the opinion of even Shiva Umashu. How could Shiva Umashu work? So it's talking about where you're putting the ladder straight. Meaning you're not putting the ladder on an incline. You're putting the ladder straight up against the wall. Now, even though it's a little difficult to climb a ladder that is directly vertical, flat against the wall. So Amar Rav, so Rav says, Sulam Zakuf Mima'it. But you have to say that he holds a sulam that is zakuf, that is totally vertical. It has the ability to diminish from the height of the wall, and therefore you're able to use it to access. So the Gemara says, Gamra. This has to be a tradition. Ve'lo yada'na maita'ama. But I don't know the logic, why that's so. Obviously he's saying it. Who's saying this over here? This is Rav's opinion, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Shimuel, Velo yada abba ta'ama da'amilta. What? Shimuel says to Rav, he used to call Rav Abba. He says, Abba doesn't know the reason why a vertical ladder straight against the wall should have the ability to be mima'it, and therefore you should be able to use that side of the wall. You don't know why that's so? Midi da'abia itzteba al-gabe itzteba. What do you mean? Didn't you learn the case yesterday of itzteba al-gabe itzteba? If you go back to your pictures of number 256 and 257. Remember you had an itzteba against the wall? Right? So we said, if let's say the bottom is 4 tefahim, the bottom itzteba, and you have less than 3 tefahim between the top itzteba, now this itzteba is flush against the wall. And still what are we saying? It's memaret. So therefore, just like itzteba, al-gabi itzteba, wasn't on an incline, it was straight against the wall. So therefore, we'll say the same thing, the gabe, a sulam, that even if it's straight against the wall, and according to that opinion, only has to reach 7 tefahim, scaling the wall, meaning it's 3 tefahim left at the top of the wall, it has the ability to be mima'et. Okay, so that is that law. Okay. Yes. Now we go to the next case. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Chiya. Rabba said the name of Rabbi Chiya. Dekalim shebevavel. Okay, the dekalim literally means the palm trees. We don't have a picture of this, but basically it's talking about the trunks of the palm trees of Babel. Enam sirichot keva. They do not have to be permanently placed there. Now what are we discussing? So look at the Rashi, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the bottom. Dekalim shebevavel. Piskei dekalim shebevavel. That's the trunks of the dekalim of Babel. Shiniham samuk lakotel. You place them again next to the wall that's separating between two haserot. Lema'ato. Again, you're trying to lower the wall. En sarich lekobam dekarka. You do not have to root it in the ground. You don't have to firmly place it in the ground. Va'afagad devarani talu. Now, even though we gave a rule yesterday that anything that can be moved on Shabbat is not considered a mi'ut. Now, happens to be these trunks, if they're not firmly placed in the ground, they are non-mukseh. Why? Because you're able to use them as chairs. You can sit on them. So technically on Shabbat, you're able to lift up this trunk and move it. So then the question is, if it's movable on Shabbat, so then how is it? Mimarit. So let's just read the Rashi for a second. The Torah keli alehin. The Rashi just tells you it's not weak to move because it's not considered a keli. Why? The ru'yin lemoshav. Because they're able to be sat upon. Afilu acher. Here's the hadush. Kevedan kovan. The weight of them is koveya. They're very heavy, like we had earlier. She'en ba adam v'notlan. Because a person doesn't come and take them. V'chen sulamot. Like we learned yesterday by the ladders. The heavy ladders. So we said, even though they're non-mukseh, but since nobody lifts them up because they're very heavy, so they also have the ability to be menai. So that's the same thing of the trunks of the dekalim of Babel. So it comes again and says, let me read again. Amar Rabbi Chiya. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Chiya. Dekalim shebe Babel. Enam sedichim keva. Mai tama kevedan kova'atan. V'rav Yosef Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. Sulamot shebe Babel. The ladders of Babel. Enam sedichim keva. Also, they don't have to be firmly placed in the ground. My tama kevedan kobatan. So you had one rabbi talked about the dekalim, and one rabbi talked about the ladders. So the Gemara says, "Man dabar sulamot." The rabbi that says ladders, kol sheken dekalim. All the more so, which is the dekalim are much heavier than the ladders. So he says, if by sulamot is mekel, so kol sheken will be mekel by dekalim. Man dabar dekalim. Aval sulamot lo, but the rabbi that spoke by the kalim, yeah, it was very heavy. But sulamot, no. So each rabbi spoke specifically in the case he was referring to. Good. Next case, Baha Minei Rabbi Yosef Merabba, sulam mikan v'sulam mikan v'kashin be'emsa mahu. Okay, picture. You have picture number 265. Alright, we'll start with the right side of the picture. Sulam mikan, v'sulam mikan. Right, you have a ladder on the right, a ladder on the left. It is less than 4 tefachim. Both ladders are less than 4 tefachim. So how do you make the ladder 4 tefachim? So you made rungs of kash, out of straw. Meaning, extensions, exactly. You took straw somehow, hard straw, and you fashioned it into a rung, and you placed it in the middle of the two ladders. So then what did you basically do? You extended the rungs, and now you made them four tefachim. So the Gemara wants to know, when you have a ladder that are next to each other like this, and you extended them with kash in between, is that considered a legal extension to make it four tefachim? Because again, once you have four tefachim, why? That's the minimum shi'ur to say that it's mima'ati area to now access the top of the wall. So the Gemara says, again we start, Ba'a minei Rabbi Yosef Merabba, sulam mikam v'sulam mikam v'kashim v'em samahu, amar le, en kaf haregel ole bahem. The foot of a person, kaf haregel, the sole of the foot of a person, does not go up on them. meaning like this. Normally when you have ladders like this, you would access the middle ladder. Now since the middle ladder is made out of cash, so therefore it's not strong enough. So therefore that's not considered a legal mi'ut. Means to consider a mi'ut, you have to be able to access it. Obviously the whole logic is what? That you can climb up the ladders. Since you put it in the middle, and normally you climb up the middle ladder, so therefore it's not mi'ut. So the Gemara says, fine, what about the next case? So take the opposite case. That would be the next picture in 265, where you have the ladder in the middle, okay, and you added cash on the side in order to extend the ladder to 4 tefachim. Now here it should be a little better, because since you're telling me to use the middle, so I can climb up the ladder and I can hold on to the sides of the cash. So the Gemara says, Amale hare kafaregel ola behen. Yeah, this is good, because we consider it mi'ud, because the legs can climb up the middle, and therefore it is considered a mi'ud. And we go to the Amud Bet. Next case. Hakak lehashlim bakotel bekama. Okay, now we have picture number 266. You see what you did? You had a ladder. Okay? The ladder was not 4 tefachim wide. It was a narrow ladder. So in order to extend the rungs, to make them 4 tefachim, you didn't add cash to the side, like in the last case, but you actually made indentations in the wall itself. But you chiseled in the wall itself next to the rungs in order to extend them. So the Gemara wants to know, well obviously the Hakika can extend it, let's say, but the Gemara wants to know how high up do you have to extend? Which means, do you have to go all the way up to the top of the wall? How high up do you have to extend the 4 tefachim area? So the Gemara says, Hakak lashlim bakotel bekama. Look at the top, Rashi. Sulam sar. You have a narrow ladder. The hakak bakotel mikan umikan. And you chiseled into the wall on both sides. Keneged havakeh sulam. Keneged the rungs of the ladder. Lashlim rochbo bedalid. In order to extend its width of dalid. Rashi bekama. Sarik lashim arocha begova hakotel. How much do you have to extend begova? How high do you have to go up? Do you have to make these chiselings all the way to the top of the wall or not? So the Gemara says, Amale. So he tells him, Ba'asara. The maximum you have to go up is 10 tefachim. That's she. Ba'asara. That's third line. Ad asara yashlimenu. V'chevan di'ika begova asara rochab arba'a. Have a beshi'ur petah. She's, even though the wall now is very high, you are considered making a petach, which means technically now it's considered an access. Now, when you have this access over here, so tell you can use that side of the wall, it will be considered a petach. Technically, when you have a petach between two chatzerot, now if you want to make an eruv on both sides, meaning joining as one, it's also considered legal. So that's that opinion. Now, the top Tosfot over here of Hakak Leshtim Bakotel, he speaks out that we have to be talking about where the wall is on a slant a little. Because this opinion is not going like the opinion before that said you could put a ladder straight against the wall vertically. Right? We only had one opinion above. That was Abuna's opinion above that said it could be straight. But all the other opinions, Rabbi Yosef, for example, argued on that. Now, who's asking all these questions? These questions are Ba'amine Rabbi Yosef Merava. And if you remember, Rabbi Yosef above held that the ladder had to be on a 45 degree angle. So therefore, the same thing when you have these hakikot in the wall and all this stuff over here, you have to say that there's a little angle to the wall, otherwise you can't climb up vertically. That's the shittato. He didn't hold that. That's me. And then the next case as well. The next case is as follows. Amarle. Second line, the Gemara. Hakako kulo bakotel bekama. In this case is number 267. There's no ladder. You actually made all the hakikot in the wall itself. Which means you actually you chiseled out the steps in the wall itself. Okay, now again, those four learned the wall is on a slant a little. Amar le melo komato. That already, you gotta go all the way up. You gotta scale the whole wall. Rashi. Hakak. You made like rungs in the wall. Then it's four wide. How high up? You gotta go all the way up. So the Gemara asks, back to the Gemara, third line. What's the difference? Which is why in the case when you had the ladder, you told me you only have to go 10 high, 4 wide, but when it comes to sticking it into the wall with hakikot, you have to go the entire length of the wall, or height of the wall. Right. So amar le, hatam mistalek le, haka lo mistalek le. Which means the question is, what is easier for a person to climb? It's much easier to climb a ladder than it is to climb a wall. So therefore, when it comes to a ladder, which is easier to climb, it's the leg to climb, so therefore, so long as you have 10 tefachim of ladder, 4 wide, okay, we're lenient to consider, that's considered an access already to the wall. Now, she'enkin on the wall itself, then already you need it to be high, because it's hard to scale a wall. So therefore, we need the rungs in the wall to be a much higher level. As she says, Hatam, ki ika sulam magia lerosh hakotel, noach lahalot po. Umi ulo hashiv lepetach batzir mirochav dalet, begova asara. Hilka ki mashve lerochav arbaa, begova asara, petcha habe. Aval hache en noach lahalot kol kach. Which means, to make a petach, all you need is 10 ladder, 4 wide, it's considered any access to the wall. We consider access now to either side. However, because that's easy, Mashiach, and on the wall itself, you have to have more rungs higher, 4 wide, because if it's going to start to narrow as you get higher, it's very hard to get up there. So therefore, that simple hiluk. Comes to Gabbana and says, new question. Bahamine Rabbi Yosef Mirabah. Asa'ol ilan sulam mahu. Here's the case. Now that we learned how ladders can be mimayet and all that, we want to know, you made from a tree a ladder. Now, we don't have a picture of that, but imagine. Made from a tree a ladder. Now, what's the question? Well, we know that you're not allowed to climb trees on Shabbat. So the question is, you're telling me that if you have a ladder, it's 10 high, 4 wide, so it's considered access to the wall, it's mimahit the wall, it's like a petah, and therefore it's considered, you could make eruvs and all that. But the question is, maybe only in a case where it's an item that I can climb on Shabbat. But in Ilan, since we have a gezerah, that you can't climb an Ilan on Shabbat, gezerah, that you might come to pull a branch off, so maybe such a ladder does not have the ability to be mimahit. So that's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's going to analyze it even further. Tiv'ayel Rabbi, Tiv'ayel Rabbanan. Ask according to Rabbi, ask according to Rabbanan. Who is Rabbi, who is Rabbanan? Rashi. See Rashi, Tiv'ayel Rabbi? Da'amar b'perek b'kol ma'arabin. We learned this opinion of Rabbi already. Madaf lamid bet. Hanoten eruv tehomin ba'ilan. Guy wanted to have eruv tehomin. Right, to extend his border. Where did he put his eruv before Shabbat? In a tree. So the bee held kana eruv. Why? Which means, because bottom line, when's the eruv have to be viable? Now, climbing a tree on Shabbat is only isur, then a banan. So that means ben Hashem Ashot, it would be permissible. Because any type of thing that's assumed in a banan, the rabbis did not make a gezerah. So therefore, he allowed you to place your eruv tehomin in a tree at Shabbat. That's the opinion of Rabbi. The davar shum mishum shivut. I continue in Rashi. Kigon shimush b'mechubad lo gazu alav ben Hashem Ashot. Aval legabe eruv hatserot. But in this case over here, where you're trying to make eruv hatserot, tahma mishum de petach mashvelu had al yedei eruv. Which means over here, what are you trying to do? You're trying to join the two chatzerot. What does the latter do for you? The latter makes it for you as if you have a petach now. You have an access between the two chatzerot. But in order to be a petach, it's got to be a petach, not for 1 second. It's got to be a petach throughout the Shabbat. For a roof tehomin, it goes with what it was Bereshit Hashot. So for Rabbi will say, if you put it in a tree, since Bereshit Hashot, you can access it, because there's no Gezer HaDrabanan, no problem. But maybe, even though he was mekel by a roof tehomin, he'll be mahmir over here, because it's not that I just need a petach Bereshit Hashot. In order to make these two chatzerot one, I need an eruv, I need a petach, the entire Shabbat. So if it could be, he'll be mahmir over here. So again, let's read that inside the Gemara now. Tivrei le Rabbi. Ask a coin to Rabbi like this. Ad kanu kama Rabbi hatam. Rabbi only was lenient over there by eruv techumim. Why? Because kol davar eshu mishum shevut lo gazru alav. Because anything that's assumed, the rabbi like climbing a tree, the rabbis would not go zer ben Hashem Hashot. Hani midi ben Hashem Hashot. Aval kuli yoma lo. But here, where you need it to be a petach the entire day, could be, yeah. And you can't access the tree, so therefore could be he will be Mahmir. Now, Odilma, now we go the other way. Afilu l'rabbanan petahu, which is the rabbis over there argued on the B. And the rabbis said, no, you can't put your eruv techumin on a tree, ben Hashem Hashot, because they say that even things that are assumed rabbanan, they're assumed as well, ben Hashem Hashot. So they held, you can't put the eruv techumin in the tree. But maybe they'll be lenient over here. Why? Because afilu rabbanan petahu. See, bottom line, when you have a ladder, even though it's made out of a tree, it is access. Now, true, you can't climb it, but it would be considered like the Gemara says, ve'aryahu derabia ale. Meaning, imagine you have a regular ladder, right, which you can't climb on Shabbat, but there's a lion standing in front of the ladder. Does that make the ladder not a petah? No, technicality, you can't climb it up because you have a lion in front of it. So therefore, consider Isur Shabbat like a lion. Meaning, really, I put a ladder there. Happens to be a tree, fine. Does it make a pet? I mean, is it technically accessible? I mean, let's say it wasn't Shabbat. During the week, it is considered a Tuesday, it's considered a petah. So accessible. You know what? I got a side point now. I got a lion in front of my ladder. What's the lion? Hello, Shabbat. All right. So that maybe that doesn't change the status of the petah. So Kazi Gabrat says, that's the first question. Okay? The first question is, Ilan. Asa'o la'ashera sulam. You made from an asherah. Asherah is a tree that is worshipped for avodah zarah, right? For idolatry. So that's asherah. So now you made a ladder out of an asherah. So now to give us a question like this. Mahu. Tiv'e l'Rabbi Yehuda, tiv'e l'Rabbanan. Ask according to both opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Now what are those opinions? So look at Rashi now. Look at Asa'o la'asherah, please, in Rashi. Ilan she'ovdim oto va'asur b'hana'ah. Oh, that's the point. You're really not allowed to benefit from an asherah. Now, im tibsilu b'shar ilan petachu. Even if you want to answer me in the last question, that a regular ilan could be a petach, ha'achad matu hana'ah al yademai. Here, by getting a petach out of it, you are benefiting now. Because now already the hatzerot are considered one that I can carry in both hatzerot if I make an eruv. So technically there's a benefit. So the Gemara continued as she, tiv'ed rabbi Yehuda, ואמר בפרק בכל מערבין בגמרא רבי יהודה אומר הנותן את עירובו בקבר קנה עירוב. If you remember, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds if you put your eruv in a kever, in a grave, it is considered an eruv. והפגב תקבר אסור בהנאה. Now even though you're not allowed to benefit from a kever, so he still allowed you to put it there. So the Gemara wants to know now. Let's read Rashi. Let's read Gemara. We can ask according to the Biyuda. Ad kan lo kama the Biyuda hatam demutar liknot be bayit besure hanaa ela hatam debatar dekana le'eruv lo nihale delintar. Which means, I mean each word again. I'll explain it, then I'll read it inside. You know why the Bida was lenient over there? Because he holds you're really not being nehene. When you put the Eruv in the Kever, first of all, the only reason you're allowed to put in Eruv, Tehumin, is the Tzorech Mitzvah. You need to travel for a mitzvah purpose. You can't just put in Eruv Tehumin because you want to go do personal business. That's what we learned in the Gemara earlier. It's got to be for Tzorech Mitzvah. And we have a principle, Mitzvot, Lav Lehanot Itanu. The benefit of a mitzvah is not considered a hana'ah. So there's no problem to put it in the kever. It's not considered hana'ah. You'll tell me, but all I need the Eruv is really technically is through Ben Hashem Ashot. After Ben Hashem Ashot, I'm benefiting from the kever now because it's protecting my Eruv. Which is, after Shabbat I want to come get my Eruv and eat it. So maybe I'm benefiting a physical benefit from the fact that it is protecting it. So the Gemara said earlier, guy doesn't care. A guy doesn't care that his Eruv should be protected, so therefore that is not considered a hana'ah. And therefore you're not being nehneh from a kever. So let's read that inside again. Rabbi Yehuda Atam demutal liktot by pesurei hana'ah ela hatam tebatal dekanal la'eruv. After the Eruv was nikneh, was acquired for meaning Ben Hashem Ashot, which is not considered a hana'ah because it's only for mitzvah, lo niha ledilintar. He is not interested that the kever should protect his eruv, meaning from other elements, whatever it is, and therefore he's going to come back after Shabbat. Therefore, there is no hana'ah by a kever. And but what? But in this case over here, where mamash having hana'ah throughout the Shabbat, because bottom line is considered a petah. So here it's different. Here it's not. And by the way, it's not tzorich mitzvah. Which means it's personal. Which is when I make an eruv b'chatzarot with my neighbor, it doesn't only have to be when I have a mitzvah purpose to carry. I want to carry stab. Oh, so therefore I'm getting a hana'ah. So there could be the Yehuda that was lenient over there, will be mahmir over here. Or dilma. Or I could say the other side. Afilu rabbanan, even according to the rabbis, that were mahmir. That said, you can't put eruv b'chatzarot in a kever. Could be they'll be lenient over here and they'll say, Petahu Ve'ariyad Rabbi Aleh. Right? They'll say again, bottom line, it's a petah. Mitziut, it's a petah. But just what? I have a line in front of it. What's the line in this case? No, it's not Shabbat. The Isur Hana'ah. I mean, you did it by answer your question. What do you mean? You have the Shabbat also, because you can't climb a tree. Elan is Ashton has a tree also. So would you have to jump to the Isur Hana'ah? So the Nidbah talks about, we're talking about a tree that's not attached to the ground. So if it's not attached to the ground, there is no issud of climbing it. So this actually is not attached to the ground. So leave the issud of ilana. The issud would only be hana'ah. So therefore, once already you have issud hana'ah, I'll tell you a slight point. So the Gemara comes along and says, in its answer, now just look at the Rashi, please, or dilma. That's the Rashi right before the Mishnah. Or dilma afalgav. The asur b'hana'a, even though it is asur, let's say b'hana'a this asherah, halo mishtamesh b'amidi. I'm not using it now. Upetcha sheme, it is a petcha. The Ariyahu de Rabbi Ale, but there's a line next to it. Umikol makom hachatzor b'chomarim. Exactly like we said. Comes Gemara says Amale. His answer to the question was ilan mutar v'asherah asura. So he came along and said, when it comes to the Ilan, we're going to say Mutar. We're going to go with the Sevara of what? That you have Isura the Rava Aleh. Which means, once you have an Isur the Rava, which is really it is a Petah. True, you can't climb it on Shabbat. There's a line over there. Now, that's according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi, that we wanted to compare it to, we said, could be Rabbi will be Mahmir over here. Because bottom line, you needed to be a petach the entire day. Could be even Rabbi will be lenient. Why? Since Ben Hashem Ashot, I'm able to climb the tree. So it's a petach at least at the Ben Hashem Ashot period. And then I also have the Sivrav Isurad Rava'ale. So in conjunction with both those Sivarot, which means that Ben Hashem Ashot is good. And really, it's not Asur Midin Petach, it's Asur Midin Shabbat, so it could be even Rabbi will be lenient. So therefore, Ilan Mutar. However, Va'asherah Asura. When it comes to Asherah, then we come along and say, it's not good. Which means, what's going to be the Sevara? Sevara is going to be by Asherah, because bottom line, you're receiving a Hana'ah from the Isur. Because bottom line, when you put the ladder up out of the Asherah, so what is it doing for you? It's making it a Petah. The Petah is allowing you now to carry between the two Hatzerot. So in such a case over here, when it comes to Asherah, we're Mahmir to consider it not a good Petah, and therefore it's going to be Asur for you to use it before Shabbat. So comes the Gemara and says, hold it. Matkifla Rav Chisda, Adraba, on the contrary. Ilan she isur Shabbat gorem lo nitzar. The Ilan, the tree. What's the problem with it? The isur is stemming from where? Shabbat.
That's the lion.
Because you can't climb on a tree. That's the lion, right? The lion on the tree is the isur Shabbat. So therefore the Gemara wants to say Sevara like this. It makes more sense to osir the item that's isur is coming from Shabbat. And therefore, right, and therefore you should say Ilan Asur, because the source of its isur is a Shabbat law. However, Asherah she isur davar aher gorem lo, lo nitzar. Whereas Asherah, it's not meaning Shabbat that it's Asur. The law is Yisur Hana'ar, it's coming from Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. So could be when the Etzim Shabbat law is not the Osir, it should be more of a reason to be Matir. So he says the opposite Sevara. Itman, I mean, we have an Amorayic statement to support Rav Chisda. Ki atan avim and avim came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ve'amri la Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Hanan, Kosh Yisur Shabbat garam lo, Asur. He said that in that exact Sevara. Muhammad Yitzhak had a different version over here. He said, Ilan pelukta de Rabbi v'Rabbanan, Asherah pelukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. He learned like the Havamin of the Gemara, but he learned it the Maaseh, meaning, if you remember when it came to Ilan, we try to say that the tree case is dependent on the machloket between Rabbi and the Banan by putting Anuf Te'omin in the tree. But the Gemara said it's not even dependent on that. Because could be the Mahmir by Te'omin will be Mekel by this case, and the Mekel will be Mahmir. According to Rav Naman, he said no. It's the exact same machloket, which means whatever they said by Anuf Te'omin, the same law will apply by Ilan, meaning Rabbi that said you could put the Eruv in a tree, Beben Hashem Ashot, he'll say that what? You can use a tree also for your Eruv HaTzerot. And Rabbanan that said you can't put it in the tree because you can't climb, he'll say it is as soon as whatever they said by
they'll hold over here.
Here, they'll hold by. And the same thing by the Asherah, which means Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of the kevid, he said what? You can put it in the kevid. And the same logic, he says you can't put it in the kevid, he'll say you can't put it in the Aruf Hatzerot. Now, I want to point out, according to Rav Nachman, comes out the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is like this. You could put it in a kevid, because according to Rav Nachman, he understood Rabbi Yehuda, because you're allowed to have Hana'ah from the kevid. And therefore, why? Because it's clearly you're having Hana'ah from the case of the Eruv. But the Eruv Haserot, when you put it in the Asherah, no, you're definitely not benefiting from that, so that you can carry
back and forth.
And we know mitzvot, but this is not a mitzvah. This is regular usage. And therefore you have to learn the Rav Nachman to say, just like by a kevir, he allows Hana'ah, meaning you have to say the Hana'ah is not the mitzvah of the Eruv, but the after effect, that you're benefiting, that the kevir is protecting your Eruv, so to allow you to do Asherah. Now Tosfot just points out, you have to say that Nachman obviously learned Rabbi Yehuda differently than the Gemara earlier. Because the Gemara earlier learned Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Hana'ah, because it's the mitzvah, and then regarding the protection of the Eruv, you're not interested, therefore it's no Hana'ah. Obviously the Nachman must have learned that Gemara earlier differently. I mean, he must learn that Nachman really holds you're allowed to have hana. What's the hana? Not the mitzvah, because the mitzvah of the, but the mitzvah is after the fact that it's protecting you. So just like over there, you can have hana from personal, from isur hana, because I came with isur hana. So too, he's lenient to say that you can make your eruvei haserot with a asherah, because that is personal hana. Where is Rabbanan that said you can't use a kevet? They'll hold that you can't use an asherah. So Rahman makes this Ilan Asherah story interdependent on the machlokot that we had above. So it comes out, we have, I guess we have three different opinions comes out regarding this question. The first opinion said Ilan Mutar, Asherah Asura. Rav Hizda said on the contrary, it should be Ilan Asura and Asherah Mutar. And Rav Nachman's third opinion is it's a machloket. Ilan is the machloket between Rabbi and Rabbanan, and Asherah is the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. So actually there's three opinions on how to answer this question. Let's just read the next Mishnah. We have pictures of this here. We're looking at picture number 258 as we learned this, 268, I'm sorry, as we learned this Mishnah. Haritz. Sheben bet hatzerot. You have a haritz. That's a, I guess we'll call it a furrow between two hatzerot. Amok asara v'rochav dalad. 10 deep, 4 wide. Ma'arvim shnayim ve'en ma'arvim ahat. So you can only make an eruv separately, but you cannot make an eruv together, because that's considered a sufficient break between the two hatzerot. It's like a wall. It's 10 deep, 4 wide, so it separates the two hatzerot. Now, afilu male kash oteven. Even if you fill it with straw, you now already filled it to the top, doesn't matter. It's still considered separate. For some reason, filling of straw is not, no, it's actually filled to the top. But for some reason, which we'll see in the Gemara, it's not considered filling. Logic is, you don't usually keep it there. Usually, you don't keep straw in there. It's not a permanent filler. And therefore, you take it out. So therefore, it's not considered a connection. Now, maleh afar osrorot. But if you fill it with dirt, or with pebbles or stones, that's considered a permanent filler. Me'arvin ehad, ve'en me'arvin shnayim. Then, on the contrary, you're only allowed to make an eruv together, and not two, because now they're really considered one. There's nothing separating between the two hatzerot. Now, Natan Alav Nesir. Let's go back to the case we didn't fill it up. It was 10 deep, 4 wide, but you put a plank across the, like a bridge. You put it across the, that's your picture in 268. You put a Nesir over there. Shirachav Arba'at Tefahim, that's 4 Tefahim wide, which means you're able to walk across it comfortably. Vechen. Further, so that's already considered, when you put the bridge, you'd be able to make an eruv even if you want to do it together. Vechen, Bet Gizustraot. You have two balconies, zu keneged zu. And now we have different opinions over here. According to Rashi, we're talking about that the balconies are on the same side of each other. We have a picture of this. Are we having our books? Okay, well, 269 is actually showing you, according to the Tosafot, where they're opposite from each other. Oh, Mehida.
Very dangerous.
According to Rashi, he's learning the case where they're on the same side. Then we have two gizusta, two balconies. Okay, you have space, 10 tefahim, let's say, between them. Okay, so now you put a plank. You put a plank across. In order what? Because you want to carry now between one balcony to the other. It's like making a eruv between the two cases, which is according to Rashi, the connection between gizustraot is what? The plank. Just like a plank works by a haritz between two hatzerot, so a plank will work between two gizustraot. The Tosafot comes along and questions this sevara, because he holds that we learned in Masechet Shabbat that when you have two gizustraot on the same side of the street, that's already Isur Torah. You're not allowed to carry, you're not Torah in this case over here. So putting a plank and making Eruv not going to help you in this way over here. This is Isur Torah to carry. So he learned the case is talking about, it's across the street from each other. Where the Gemara said over there, it's only Isur Rabbanan, And according to the Tosfot, the issue of it has nothing to do with a plank even. According to him, the issue is going to be how much space you have in between. If you have a wider space, it'll be, as soon as you have a narrower space, it'll be mutar, which we'll see as we get to the Gemara. But the point is, the Shitat Rashi, it's on the same side, putting a plank. Let's read that inside, gentlemen. Vechen, that's the Vechen. Just like a plank works. By the case of the Haritz, Bet Kizustaot Zukeneged Zumarbin Shnaim, so you can make an Eruv separately, Bimna Zumarbin Ahat. But then you can also, the plank brings them together, you can make an Eruv collectively. Pahot Mikan, however, if it's less than four Tefahim, Me'arbin Shnaim, Bimarbin Ahat. You can only make an Eruv for two, but you cannot make an Eruv for one because it's not considered a one item. Less than four Tefahim is not considered a significant plank walkway. Now, Gebaras is Vetevin lo Hayitz. You tell me that if you fill up the Haritz with straw, it's not considered a filler. Gebaras says, no. Vetevin lo Hayitz, Ve'anantran, we learned, Matbin. You have a pile of straw. That's a matbin. Sheben shte hatzerot. That's separating between two courtyards. Gavola asarat tefachim. High tetet tefachim. Me'arvim shnayim ve'en me'arvim echad. Meaning it's considered a wall. If you have a wall of straw between two hatzerot, you can only make separate eruvs and not one. What does that show you? That tevin separates. So therefore the question is, why when you stick it in the hole, in the haritz, in the furrow, how come it also is not considered a filler in order to join the two hatzerot together? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye le'anyan mechitza kula amalo pedigidavya mechitza. Yeah, nobody argues. When you make a wall out of tevin, it's a wall. Metziut is a wall over there. So therefore, it separated the two sides. But now you're discussing over here, you want to fill up the hole. Right? You want to fill up the haritz in order to join the two sides? That depends now. If you're planning on keeping it there, in the furrow, that'll be considered a separation, which means they're considered filled, and therefore you can ma'ariv one. The lo batle lo chayitz. But if you're not going to leave it there, so it's not going to be considered filled, and therefore it's still considered separate. And therefore the Gemara wants to make a difference between a wall, it's not pshat, you got to be vatelete. Bottom line, if there's a separate, there's a wall between the two hatzerot, finish. It's a hatzit, okay, what is made out of? Yeah. However, when you're filling up something to be considered a filler, the pshat, it's got to be, you're leaving it there. Yeah. Over here, since you're not leaving it there, meaning you're planning on taking it out, as opposed to rocks and stones and all that other stuff, dirt, that already will not be considered a legitimate filler, and therefore, even though you put a tevin in there, the hatzerot are still considered separate. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.